Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Locals and tourists run the Rocky Steps daily, but a local nonprofit had runners go up and down for 24 hours straight. KYW's Sonny Morgan was at the Art Museum as they finished for a good cause.
Legacy of Hope, a nonprofit that helps to address the needs of cancer patients and their families, is in its eighth year of PHL 24, a 24-hour endurance run that raises money to keep cancer patients afloat. Frank Alois is in his second year of doing the run, which began Saturday and wrapped up Sunday morning.
I did it last year, and I love to support this organization. The work they do is really incredible and powerful, and so I want to be here and raise money and help them.
Gina Mancuso, co-founder of the event, came up with the idea after losing her best friend to cancer.
On the way home from her funeral, I thought about this 24-hour event as a way to fundraise for cancer patients in Philadelphia who are going without food, without electricity, heat in the winter, and it's become an amazing event because of the participants.
Michael Rao, the president of Legacy of Hope, says they get referrals from every area hospital for cancer patients who've used up all their resources and need a hand financially.
This year we raised over $200,000 for Philadelphia cancer patients and families. Contact us. Get involved. There's a way to get involved and make a real meaningful impact for our neighbors.
Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.